Hello, and a very warm Andalusian welcome to Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today I'm delving into the classical repertoire with some of the more popular pieces played, of course, on theatre pipes. One of the many great polkas composed by Johann Strauss II is Unter Donner und Blitz, better known as Thunder and Lightning, which was first performed in 1868. Reginald Dixon and the Blackpool Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer, recorded for an LP in 1962. From the energetic polka to a far more sedate waltz, the comic ballet Coppelia was composed by Leo Delibes in 1870, and its charming waltz belies the dark nature of the ballet, which portrays a man's destructive infatuation for a lifelike doll. In 1952, Reginald Fort taped this arrangement on the Wurlitzer of the Mosque Civic Centre in Richmond, Virginia, shortly after he had emigrated to the USA from London. Thank you. As you no doubt understand, the sound of these instruments depends very much on the auditorium, and so when the then Mosque Civic Centre in Richmond, Virginia was refurbished, Eddie Weaver took advantage of the acoustic of the seatless theatre to record 13 pieces on the Wurlitzer that were subsequently released on LP. One of those unique tracks was the finale to Amilcare Ponchielli's 1876 classic, Dance of the Hours. The year before, in 1875, the opera Carmen was first performed in Paris, causing a scandal at the time. Georges Bizet died suddenly after the 33rd performance, so he never knew of the opera's international acclaim in the following 10 years. Various arias are favourites on theatre pipes. I have almost 100 tracks recorded commercially and in concert, and one that I especially like is Tony Fenelon's arrangement of Aragonese, on piano and organ.
Thank you.
Dragonaise from Carmen, Tony Fenelon and the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Capri Theatre, Adelaide, plus piano. The 1844 overture Morning, Noon and Night in Vienna by Franz von Suppe deserves a complete airing, so I've chosen this 1968 recording by Douglas Reeve on the dual-purpose Hill, Norman and Beard instrument in the Dome Theatre, Brighton. Douglas was certainly in his element with this expressive light classic.
Thank you.
The overture Morning, Noon and Night in Vienna by Austrian composer Franz von Suppe, who wrote some 30 operettas and 180 farces, ballets and other stage works, of which only a handful are ever performed today. I have two more composers to feature. The first is Chopin, represented here by his Etude Opus 10 No. 3, which was given the names Tristesse, Sadness, or L'Adieu, Farewell, by some of his critics. The composer thought it to be his most beautiful melody, and I certainly can't argue with that. This is Robert Wolff and the Wurlitzer in the Thursford Collection, Fakenham, Norfolk. My last composer today is also one of my favourites, Antonín Dvořák, who composed a series of 16 symphonic dances for orchestra between 1878 and 1887. This is his first, which was transcribed for theatre pipes by Martin Ellis, who featured the Robert Morton then in the home of the Vandermolens in Wheaton, Illinois, on his Martin on the Morton CD. Thank you. The Slavonic Dance No. 1 in C Major by Antonin Dvořák. That brings back very happy memories of an album of 78 RPM orchestral records that I bought in the 1970s, which were sold when I emigrated to the USA. Just as well, I could not have afforded the shipping costs. That's all from me, Steve Ashley, today, so I'll say my goodbyes until the next Hot Pipes. So long for now.